Minerals such as lithium are expected to play an increasingly crucial role in facilitating the implementation of energy transition strategies around the world. Developing countries well endowed with the minerals required by the emergence of renewable energy technologies should benefit from this energy transition, not merely from its extraction and sale, but from value-added manufacturing and production. Recycling and reuse techniques will need to be developed to relieve the pressure on primary supply and to protect the environment. The government of Barbados has set the goal for Barbados to be the first 100% green and carbon neutral island state in the world by 2030. Barbados has a long history in the use of renewable energy, beginning with the use of wind power to grind cane for the production of sugar, to the introduction of solar water heaters in the mid-1970s. A high percentage of Barbadian homes have solar water heating, which has reduced the electricity for this purpose. More recently, in 2010, the local electric utility, the Barbados Light and Power Company, introduced a feed-in tariff for customers wishing to connect solar-powered renewable energy units to the grid. Rooftop solar PV is now a common sight, and more homes and businesses are investing in this technology. Electric vehicles, as well as a fleet of electric buses operated by the government-owned transport board, are also increasingly visible on Barbadian roads. There is a comprehensive network of charging stations around the island to support this new transport technology.
Welcome back to our studios here in Barbados and in Geneva for the second